Welcome to the Exam Study Expert Podcast, helping you ace your exams at school and university through the psychology of high performance and the science of studying smarter, not harder. It's my pleasure to introduce your host, the Cambridge-trained memory psychologist and exam success coach, William Wadsworth!
Hello and welcome to the Exam Study Experts podcast. All this week, I'm running a daily series for the first time ever, focusing on high-impact upgrades, those little switches in your study habits that can have a really big impact on the overall effectiveness of how you study, how much progress you make, and hence on your ultimate exam results. Today, I'm spotlighting maths and quantitative material generally, which is not only found in the subject that is called maths, of course, but also across the sciences, in business, economics, in IT, electronics, computing, and so much more. Sorry if you're in America, by the way, you say math. To me, it's maths. It'll be okay. Don't worry. And I should say, if you don't have any maths in your course, then chances are you'll be facing some longer written style questions in your exam, in which case I've got some great tips for you in tomorrow's episode. But for today, the maths. Now, when it comes to the best way to practice the maths in your course, I don't think I'm revealing any unknown secrets when I say that the thing you want to be doing is practice problems, whether that's real past papers, whether that's problems from past homework assignments or problem sheets from your course, doing problems from your textbook or revision guide and so on. But if you want to get effective about how you practice your maths problems to prepare you for exam day success, then there are a few things I would recommend thinking about. The format I'm adopting through the whole series this week is to try and break up my advice into levels, sort of from beginner to advanced, if you like. So there's hopefully something everyone can take from each instalment in this series to help them level up and become even more effective. So if you're already doing some of the beginner level tips, if you like, then listen in for the later on in the episode when I talk about some of the more advanced ideas and move on to incorporate those. Today, it's just two levels. Level one, the starter advice, is to make sure you are practicing your maths problems from memory. That is crucial if you want to be able to perform well in the exam, when it will also be from memory. So resist the temptation to go away and look little bits up in the textbook or your lecture notes as you're working through. See what you can do from memory. Have a little bit of a guess if you need to. And only once you've given it your best shot, do you then go back and check your notes, see what you got right or wrong. If you've misremembered a critical formula or part of the process, you could even, you know, write it out 10 times from memory or something just to make sure it really sticks. And actually, if you have a lot of formulas to remember, I might suggest actually taking those out of context and making flashcards or something to test yourself on them, get really strong on them, and then go back to practicing the full problems. Okay, so far so good. Level one, do your practice from memory, perhaps use a little bit of flashcard work to memorize any tricky formulas. Let's move on to look at some slightly more advanced tips. So at level two, as you get more sophisticated about practicing your maths, I recommend two strategies that can be really powerful, but are also quite rarely used in practice, in my experience. So listen in, a couple of good ideas coming your way. The first one is a strategy that we have met here on the show before, albeit it doesn't come up that often. It's called interleaving. The best way to explain what interleaving is to firstly explain the opposite of interleaving. So the opposite of interleaving is called blocking. When you're blocking, you are doing how, let's face it, most people practice their maths problems, which is doing a whole block of practice on one kind of maths problem, and then a whole block of practice on a second kind of maths problem. So you spend a whole hour doing one kind of problem, or maybe a whole day doing one kind of problem, and then your second hour or your second day is on a different kind of problem. What you do when you do interleaving is you start to jumble up your practice of two related kinds of problem. So rather than doing a whole block of practice on problem A, then switching to a whole block of practice on problem B, you do maybe a problem or two from A, then one or two of B, then one or two of A, then one or two of B, and keep switching back and forth. And the reason this works, and it works so, so well, is that each time you switch back to problem type A, having done one or two problems of type B, you have to re-remember, okay, how does problem type A work again? What's the methodology? What's the process? What's the formula? And of course, that exact process of remembering, oh, how does this problem work again? That is exactly what you need to be able to do from memory, from cold, in the exam. And interleaving lets you practice that moment of, oh, how does that problem work again? Over and over again, each time you switch back to problem type A, having done some problem type B. It's much better than blocking, where you only really get to practice that once in the first problem you do that day. Because as you do problem 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you get more and more in the zone, in the groove of how to solve that kind of problem. You don't have to do that work of having to remember, oh yeah, how does this procedure work again from memory? Because you've just done like 8 problems all of the same kind to warm up on. It makes it really easy. The exam won't give you 8 kinds of problem all the same type to warm up on. Chances are each problem you get in the exam will be the first and only problem of its kind, for a lot of contexts at least. So interleaving is a really, really strong way to let you practice how to, you know, approach remembering, oh, how do I go about solving each problem in the exam. It's a really common complaint I hear people say, you know, I can do the maths homework, I could do the problem sheets as part of the course through the semester or term, but then when I get to the test or when I get to the exam, I just can't remember how to do them so well. Folks, interleaving is your solution. And it works best when you pick two related kinds of problem, so two kinds of problem that could be a little bit confused, but are distinct and different. So a good example here would be, you know, if you remember your basic high school calculus, or if you're studying that now, even basic differentiation, basic integration. If you ask any maths teacher about the mistakes they see when students are either integrating or differentiating for the first time, the mistakes often come in when students are getting confused between those two methodologies. So when you practice them side by side, you might make more mistakes at first, but you quickly get the mistakes out of your system. You get unconfused and you get much clearer about which is which and which methodology is which. It even helps you be able to spot what kind of problem the exam question is even asking, which is the first part of the battle, isn't it? Even spotting what kind of problem the problem is in front of you. So interleaving is a really powerful one. I've put together a lovely illustration of what interleaving is and how to do it as part of my teaching materials that I was actually working on earlier today in preparation for recording Total Memory Mastery, which is my new pillar course on how to learn all kinds of things, not just maths, but lots of knowledge as well, all sorts of different content, details, facts. And Total Memory Mastery is one of the pillar courses available as part of the Study Smarter Network that I've been talking a little bit about this week. If you'd like to find out more about the Study Smarter Network and the full range of courses and support on offer to you as part of this incredibly powerful new program, head on over to examstudyexpert.com/network. That's examstudyexpert.com/network. Okay, so we've got interleaving. I mentioned there was a second strategy, a second more advanced strategy that I can recommend here at level 2 as part of becoming a more sophisticated student of maths. And this second one actually ties in quite nicely to what we were talking about yesterday, the principle of spaced practice, that is, testing yourself at time intervals. Often, the process with practicing maths goes something like, you know, you try some problems, ideally from memory, we talked about that in level 1, you try some problems, there are hopefully some you can do, maybe some you can't do, you make some mistakes, you fumble through a few problems, maybe there's some you had to look up how to do, you follow the worked example or the mark scheme, and hopefully identify where you went wrong and what you'd need to do in order to solve that problem. The trouble arises when it comes to remembering what you've learned about how to solve that problem for an exam that might be weeks later. Because just looking at the answer, reading through the answer, even if it makes sense, even if you understand it, it may well be forgotten. You may forget what you learned about how to solve that particular kind of problem. So to avoid forgetting what you've learned about how to solve that kind of problem that you struggled with at first, what you need to do is revisit that same problem from memory after a time interval. The next day, say, or otherwise at the start of your next maths practice study session. Make a point of redoing those tricky problems, you know, the ones you couldn't do first time of asking, from memory. Do them from memory a second time to make sure you lock in what you've learned about how to solve them. Your retention rate will go way up. You're much more likely to be able to remember what you learned about how to solve that kind of problem when the exam rolls around. You're much more likely to be able to tackle similar problems successfully when they show up on the test. So to wrap up, make sure you're practicing your maths from memory. And once you're comfortable with that basic principle, you can try interleaving, jumbling up your practice of two related topics, as well as we were talking about just now, making sure you're retesting yourself, having a second go at tricky problems from memory after a time delay, say the following day. Some really powerful advice there that can really help you move your maths practice to the next level. I hope you found today's little instalment of the High Impact Upgrades series very helpful. Do tune in again tomorrow when I'll be talking about the secrets to acing longer written answers in exam conditions. And then finally, on Friday, in part 5 of this little series, I will be talking about what I arguably believe is the most important and underused upgrade to your study system of all. So I hope you'll be able to join me then. Thanks so much again for listening today. I wish you every success, as always, in your studies.